This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Aylisha D. Micco, appellant versus Cody F. Micco, respondent, decided December 24, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Aylisha D. Micco, no, ED119927, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Franklin County versus 20AB DR00256, Cody F. Micco, Honorable Joseph W. Pershka, respondent, filed December 24, 2024, before James M. Dowd, P.J., Angela T. Quiglis, J., and Christian M. Stevens, J. Opinion Aylisha Micco, wife, appeals the trial court's May 2023 judgment dissolving her marriage to Cody Micco, husband, in which the court ordered joint legal and joint physical custody of their two minor children and then divided the party's marital property. As specifically relevant to this appeal, the court valued at $270,000 the party's property located at 670 Crestview Drive, where husband resided, and valued at $80,000 their property located at 505 Blair Street, where wife resided. One, the court ordered wife to convey to husband via quitclaim deed her interest in the Crestview property, and husband to convey to wife his interest in the Blair Street property. 2-1. Both properties are located in the city of Sullivan, Franklin County, Missouri. 2. The court made other findings not relevant here, including regarding child support, health insurance, taxes, maintenance, attorney's fees, and the division of other marital property. 2. On appeal, wife first claims that in its child custody determination, the trial court erroneously failed to address all of Section 452.375.2's three relevant best interest of the child factors as required by Section 452.375.6. Next, wife claims the custody order is against the weight of the evidence. Lastly, wife asserts the trial court's valuations of the party's properties were inaccurate and unsubstantiated by the record. We affirm because, one, the court's judgment addressed all the relevant best interest of the child statutory factors, two, the joint custody order is not against the weight of the evidence, and three, the values the trial court assigned to the party's two properties at issue are supported by the record and well within the court's broad discretion to divide marital assets. Background: husband and wife, married on September 10, 2016, in Franklin County, Missouri. The parties have two minor children together, a daughter and a son. On June 17, 2020, wife filed her petition for dissolution. For trial began on September 12, 2022, and spread over two more days, November 28th and December 9th. Testimony relevant to custody. Wife testified that husband was physically and verbally abusive and that his alcohol use fueled the abuse. Wife testified that when husband drank alcohol, he became angry and destructive. She recalled an incident in which he held her by the throat, pinning her against a wall. In another incident, husband pinned her against a couch and punched her in the mouth, busting her lip. But in interrogatory answers, wife denied he abused her. 3. All statutory references are to revised statutes of Missouri 2016, unless otherwise stated. 4. Wife initially filed her dissolution petition in May 2019. When the parties briefly reconciled, wife dismissed that action. Wife's initial filing is not relevant here. 3. After wife moved out of their Crestview home in 2020, she agreed to husband having visitation with the children on Wednesdays and every other weekend. Wife found the arrangement satisfactory for her and the children. Wife resisted husband's request for more time because he failed to adhere adequately to the children's extracurricular and summer school commitments and allowed them too much time in front of television, computer, and phone screens. Wife claimed their son had difficulty readjusting upon returning from husband's custody, and that husband discouraged the children from speaking with wife on the phone. Wife conceded that husband and the children love each other, and that the communication between wife and husband was poor. However, she disagreed that an alternating week schedule was in the best interests of the children because husband provided them inadequate structure. Specifically, wife claimed the children often missed school when in husband's custody, and their son often missed his weekly speech therapy. Wife conceded, however, that at times she failed to inform husband of certain school-related or medical appointments. For his part, husband denied ever hitting wife and denied an alcohol abuse problem. For 2 months during the pendency of this case, husband wore an alcohol detector that recorded no alcohol use. Husband claimed he did not imbibe in the children's presence and no longer drove after drinking alcohol. His last of three DWIs was 10 years ago, and a breathalyzer in his car prevented him from driving if intoxicated. Husband also testified that he never hit his children, spanked them, left them unsupervised.